Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Facebook Live. It's good to have every one of you with us today. Kind of flying solo here today.
Good morning, Facebook Live.
The ladies are in the kitchen, and interesting. Well, let's just get a few of these sent first. Good morning. Good to have all you guys out there and the community of faith with us today. Hopefully you're having an absolutely beautiful, beautiful Resurrection Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day here in Jackson, Michigan. Oh, my goodness. So, welcome to all of you. For those of you that might be out and about in the midst of your day, we're glad to have you with us here today. And it's going to be a good time. We're going to go right after it and get our word spoken for today. This is, you know, I started a theological debate last night because my question that I posed was, what is the most important force of the Holy Week? And of course, some people, if I think personally, there's none of it that has the power without the blood of Jesus. You and I can't be redeemed just because he died. Without his blood shed for you and I and put on that mercy seat, then we don't have life and life more abundantly. And so, anyways, you know, I think one of the most amazing parts of this message is that Jesus immediately began to show himself to the disciples. And the first one, it was Mary Magdalene, which I think is one of the coolest parts about this. And so we welcome you today to be here and be a part. We've got Blog Talk Radio up and running, Facebook Live's up and running, Zoom is up and running. And in just a minute, we'll kick YouTube on, and we'll be rolling on down the road here today. Now, we're going to have Holy Sunday dinner. I don't know what you call it. I don't like calling it Easter. Easter was the celebration of the goddess of spring, so I don't like that. That's not this what this is. This is Holy Week celebration, and thank God for that. You know, in the background, we'll hear the birds and the ducks and the woodpeckers. They've been out here all morning after this thing, and I've been enjoying sitting out here. It's about that time for us to get heading back to Michigan now. I think the snow is done. They said they got about another 5 inches of snow today. May God bless all of the wonderful people in North Dakota, and may you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's go. Hey, Brother Al's with us. How you doing, Al? Good to see you. Mary Pastorek's with us this morning. That's cool. Good to see you guys with us here. What's it like in Tennessee today, Al? Beautiful, absolutely beautiful day here. Everyone praise our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Absolutely beautiful day here. Day here. Good morning, Mary. How are you? Sunny and warm, yeah. I don't know what the temperature is here, Al, but it's warm. As long as that snow don't roll across North Dakota and head this way, everybody here will be all right. So we welcome you to be here and be a part of us this morning. And make sure you, if you didn't get a chance to see our sunrise service, that was amazing. Got there right when the sun came up over the water. The ducks and the geese were there honking. And God Almighty showed up. Let me get this going. YouTube is up and running. If you, Romans chapter 1 says that even nature itself reveals the truth to people. And packed up to leave for West Branch Tuesday morning. All right, brother. Nature itself, it's like you can't come out here every day and see that sun go across. No way, no human can ever stop it. They blew every nuke off today in the whole world, annihilated the whole human race and every animal, and there was nothing left except mountains and oceans. It wouldn't be but a short period of time, and everything would be green again, because this earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There ain't no man, no matter how much he thinks he knows, there's no man can stop the plan of God. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. So nature itself, the beautiful sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, nature, how it, you know, all these trees are starting to bud. The grass is now green. And, you know, Dr. Summer, I heard him preach one time that even the rivers are designed to carry the dead, the broken, the down out into the ocean. And the ocean has in it amoebas and little animals and little organisms that's supposed to eat it all up. And the next thing you know, it purifies it. And we have a beautiful earth. I know there's places where man has destroyed it, but it's Romans chapter 1. Even nature itself teaches you of the divine attributes of Almighty God. His mercy is ever from everlasting to everlasting. His grace is sufficient in every situation. There is always more than enough in our God. And that's awesome in Jesus' mighty name. Now, for those of you that are with us on a regular basis, we're going to do a bunch of reading today. But rather than trying to preach it, how about we just read it right out of the Bible and let the Word of God say what it needs to say. Jesus is the living Word. He came, he lived, he conquered, he preached the gospel of the kingdom, he destroyed the power of the devil. Then he died. That's what his mission was to do. He came, come and offer himself and die. And he did it. Today is the day we celebrate the resurrection and how he revealed himself to his disciples immediately in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise for everything that you have done in our lives. Praise your name, Lord, that you're doing even greater things in our lives every day. And right now in this time together, once again, as we have done every single day since you started this with us, we just come before you and say, reveal to us who you are in your holy word again today. And as we read the word, our hearts are going to be like the disciples. They're going to warm within us. And we are going to see you once again today. Bless all of our brothers and sisters, whoever may show up now and those who will be here in the future. Bless them with your grace and your mercy and your love. May this be a wonderful day for them. May their food even taste better because of you, Jesus, the living word. For all that you do, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, here we go. Hebrews chapter 11. And let's go to verse number 6. Hebrews 11, 6. Many people have many verses of faith that they read. And this is my verse of faith that I like to read, because how it very simply understands faith. So Hebrews 11, 6. The King James and the New King James state, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. Well, that's a powerful statement that all of us need to understand. But I like to take the negatives out and say, but with faith, it is possible to please him. So let's all get faith. Let's all study faith. Let's all figure out what faith is, because since with faith, it's possible to please him, let's quit worrying about not pleasing him. And let's start pleasing him today. Why? He who comes to God must believe he is. No way you can look at all this without saying there is a God. And that he rewards those who diligently seek him. And you might say, Pastor, I don't feel like God rewards me effectively. Well, I'd begin to just ask him every day. Talk to your father like he's your father. Don't treat him like a God in the sky. Treat him like a father who lives within you, because that's what happened, as he's living on the inside. And just say it. Show me who you are in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the disciples and Mary, his mother, and well, all the disciples and the people that followed Jesus watched him be crucified, died. He watched the earth shake, darkness come. They've all heard that the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom now. And, you know, it's like, whoa, what's going on? They're hiding. They saw Jesus taken away. So they figured they're probably going to be next. And it's now Sunday morning, the first day of the week. It's very early. John chapter 20, we're going to read verses 1 through 18. Now, Sister Leanne's not with me today, so if one of you could add the verses, that would help. John 20, 1 through 18. I'm just going to read the word and let the word do the talking for us today. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. It was dark, but she could see. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they've taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. We read at the sunrise service this morning that there was quite a few women with her that day. Verse 3, Peter therefore went out and the other disciple, and they were going to the tomb, and they ran together. And then the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. Don't you love humans? John had to put it in there that he outran Peter. Here we go. And verse 5, and he stooping down looking in saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Simon Peter came following him, went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. The other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away to their own homes. Now watch. They came, they saw, they left. But look at Mary. Thank you, Mary. Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. When she saw two angels in white sitting one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain, they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary, God knows your name." Whether you're our sister Mary, Pastor Rick, that's with us today, or Brother Al, it doesn't matter. God knows your name, and he knows how to call your name if you and I are diligently seeking him every day of our life. She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," or teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." And then that's all it says. Remember how we've been studying? Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. Well, Jesus said it. I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came to the disciples that she had seen and said she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Now, I want you to think about this fact. Mary had had seven demons cast out of her. She was a prostitute and was in a meeting where Jesus was, and he cast the demons out of her. And she followed him all the days of her life. She's the one that anointed him with an expensive oil. Now, it doesn't matter who you are. I think it's interesting that Jesus revealed himself first to a woman and to one who had had a severe past. You know why? Because Jesus doesn't care about your past. Once the blood has been applied, there's only one thing with Jesus. Will you walk with me? Every one of us has a past. Every one of us have done things that we weren't proud of. Every one of us have sinned. The Bible says it. All have sinned. Even the most righteous family with the most righteous person in it, every child born to them must be born again. So Jesus doesn't reveal himself first to Peter and John, reveals himself to Mary and then says to Mary, "Go tell the disciples." The disciples left and Mary stayed. And Jesus is always going to reveal himself to the seekers. He rewards those who diligently seek him. You want God to reward you with faith or hope or love or peace or health? You diligently seek him. And this is the cool thing. It doesn't matter who you are. Nobody can judge your level of seek. You get to seek him like you and him will master that seeking. And in that process, he'll reward you and he'll reveal himself to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 23 and let's read this one. Or Luke 24. Luke 24, and we're going to read verses 1 through 35. No, let's not do that. Let's just read all the way down through 49. Just going to read it. That's what I'm going to do. And 24:1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the last reference said before daylight, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing spices which they prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, two men stood by them in shining garments. I love how they write that, in shining garments, which means these garments were brilliant, white, and shining. They just showed up from God's presence. Remember, Moses had to have a bag over his head? This is about the glory of the Lord. Verse 5, then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, the angel said, why do you seek the living among the dead? You can't get any power from something that's dead. Why are you seeking the living from the dead? Verse 6, he's not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And then they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to the rest of them. There was more than 11 disciples. There was many disciples that were following Jesus. Verse 10, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the disciples. Can you imagine the talk that was going on with everybody just, because everybody sees a different picture. I think I'd have loved to have been there and had a camera to record it. Verse 11, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe. Verse 12, Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths laying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Now, go with me real quick to Acts chapter 1. We read this, and we're going to come back there to the book of Luke, so keep your place there. Acts chapter 1, and let's read this. Acts chapter 1, 1 through 3. Former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles, whom he also had chosen. So Jesus' very purpose these next 50 days is to reveal himself to the disciples so that they can come and understand exactly what needs to be understood. Verse 3, to whom he presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them, so they could see with their eyes, during 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom. So that's what Jesus is doing here, is he's revealing himself to them so that they can see who the kingdom is. Everybody pause for just a moment. Hang on a second. Now, let me just see something. All right. Acts, now we're in Luke, because he showed himself to Mary. Wait, empty tomb for all the women. Mary ran to the disciples. Peter and John come back and like, whoa, and then they left. And Mary's just standing there, and Jesus reveals himself to her. Well, now Jesus is going to begin to reveal himself to the disciples. everywhere they go. And this is our story. Say it with me. Reveal yourself to me, Jesus. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't take the oh, poor me attitude that I'm just not like somebody else and I could never understand God. You're not going to stand in front of anyone else but you and Jesus someday. And he wants to reveal himself to you right now. Not anybody else. He doesn't care how much revelation somebody else has. He wants you to have a revelation of who he is so that you and him can walk together every day. I'm in Luke 24, and we're going to now begin reading at verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. That's a good walk. I mean, back in that day, they walked that regularly, but to you and I walking 7 miles today, that actually might burn some of this extra fat we got on us. And I still got some I got to get rid of, man. Thank you, Jesus. Look at 14. And they talked together of all these things that had just happened to them. That's what you and I do. We talk together. But don't leave Jesus out of the talk. If you talk about what's already happened in your life and not what God's doing today, you're stuck in the past. And you don't, there's nothing you can find back there. It's dead. It's already done. So don't be stuck in the past. Live in this day. Live for this day. This is the only day you have. You don't have tomorrow because tomorrow never gets here. You only have today. Verse 7, so it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. He's just walking down the road. They're walking down the road. Jesus is in a body that they can see. All right. So it was while they verse 16, their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. He said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And they're talking to Jesus himself. And have you not known what things have happened there in these days? He said to them, what things? They said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. These guys believed they saw a vision. They didn't believe Mary saw Jesus himself. 24. Certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. 25. Then Jesus said to them, I love this, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Man, don't ever let that be said about you. Say it with me. I am a believer. I choose to believe. I am a believer. I choose to believe. That's what Jesus is asking of us, and that's what Jesus is expecting of us. You going to say hi to everybody?
I am. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Easter. Francetta is just cooking away in there, and I'm learning how to follow orders. No, I knew how to do that. You all love you. Have a wonderful day. Well, I'll come back and do communion, too.
All right. But you can put it on the TV and everybody do it.
Oh, that's true.
That's up to her. I'm reading. Don't interrupt church.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, where am I at? I'm in 25. Thank you. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? So all through Jesus' ministry, he was teaching them what the law and the prophets said. That was the word they had. And, of course, they believed him. But I think many times what we face as disciples, many times we get caught up in the busyness of trying to get everything done in the work of the kingdom. And we don't really get the total revelation. And that's why I just continually say, make sure every day you're spending time alone, you and the Father. And build that relationship with him. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Just read it out loud, even yourself, even if you read slow, even if you might have trouble with the words, read it, because it'll be a blessing. It'll speak to you. Verse 27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Don't you love Jesus? He wants you to know who he is. Jesus said of the Father is seeking those to worship him. He's seeking them. He's seeking them. Verse 28. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, No, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them, just like the Last Supper. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. You got to know, the look on their face was like, and he vanished from their sight. Oh, you got to love our God. Got to love our Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit in our life. And don't ever let the religious indoctrination of man stop you from receiving all of the joy and the blessing of the Holy Spirit in your life. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Because God wants to be real to you in your life every day. Well, let's see what happened. Verse 31, their eyes were open, they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. 32, and they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Guys, that's what happens with you and I right here in the community of faith. If you're a visitor with us, and you might say, man, you guys are just here all the time. That's because every time we open this book, our hearts burn within us. I might be the person being the one speaking, but I'm going to tell you right now, my heart burns within me every time we read this book. God might be speaking through my lips, but I'm learning just like you guys are. And our hearts burn within us. Well, 33, after they walked 7 miles and the day was far spent, so they arose that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were there with them together said, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Don't you know the disciples had that look on their face like, are you serious? And of course, Mary Magdalene, they'd all come to love Mary. And you know, Mary was part of them and all the women and the disciples and all the miracles they saw. And then he said, you know, the things the prophets have said. So now they're thinking about that. And And here they are, and they're all like fired up. You got to know they were fired up because these men said, wait, he walked with us down the road. And they're like, you mean he was walking with you? Yeah, he was walking right beside of us, talking to us. And you know, Cleopas, and we didn't even see him. And I love it. And then, verse 36, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, peace be to you. And you got to know, they'd be like, oh! Hey, when all of a sudden somebody stands there that has not been standing there, that's pretty intense. But they didn't have peace. They were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Remember, your mind can go all over. Your spirit's in perfect tune with the Father. Out of the abundance of your heart is where you live your good life. Get your soul in line by reading the word and studying it every day. And then your heart won't be troubled. You'll be able to stand on the word of God every single day. And I declare you get the revelation today. Well, you know how Jesus is. 39. Behold my hands. Behold my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Now, Jesus wasn't there. Now he's there. How did you get here? And he says, now watch, I got flesh and bone. And so he told them, touch. You got to know they came and put their hands on his. Looked at the nail hole, spike hole that was in his feet. He did it for you, and he did it for me, because he loves us. Verse 40. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? They gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. Need to start a restaurant. Broiled fish and honeycomb and a little manna on the side. And he took it. And he ate it in their presence. Jesus began to manifest himself to his disciple by many infallible proofs. He wants to show you infallible proofs. But if you don't ask for them, he's not going to force them on you. Everything in God comes by request. Comes by the desire of your heart and mind, everything. Because God's never doing something to you that you don't want. Let's keep reading. I'm in verse 44. Then he said to them, this is Luke 24, 44. These are the words which I speak to you while I was still with you. That all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. Remember how Jesus said in Matthew 13, 11 and 12, it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, if out of your heart you say, I'll never be able to understand the Bible, even what Jesus said, it's given to you to understand. He's got to honor the words you speak out of your mouth. And Jesus right now is reminding them, I told you that the Moses, the law, the prophets, the Psalms, all of it had to come to pass about me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. That's Revelation. Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are the witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Now, you and I are seeing Jesus manifest himself everywhere. And there's so much more. We're going to get into all of it this week as we are continually seeing Jesus' life and his blessing to us. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You don't have to seek a religious indoctrination. You don't have to seek Pentecostalism. You don't have to seek being a Baptist. You don't seek any denominationalism at all. You don't seek an organization. You seek the one who reconciled you to the Father. That's whom you seek. That's whom Jesus wants you to receive, is the Father. Jesus did every bit of this so that you and I could find him and know him. Thank God for it. As I have said probably every time I've talked about this, on purpose, Jesus will be sure that there's somebody from every denomination in heaven, and a bunch of them. On purpose, Jesus is going to help the Muslims and the Hindus and the Sun, Young, Moons, and all of them. Going to find people in every one of those who's going to come and know him. Why? Because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All men die. It doesn't matter who you are. Solomon was the richest man in the world, and according to the word of God, the richest man that would ever be. Elon Musk, that's an interesting character. May God bless Elon Musk to turn his billions into the kingdom and help us preach the gospel around the world. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And open the door of the opportunity that it be us and our ministry that reaches him. Might as well ask. If you don't ask for the exceeding abundantly above, how do you get it? Now, you and I have the great privilege of being able to say, I know Jesus. Say it with me. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. He's the resident teacher on the inside of every one of us who are born again. And our hearts warm within us every time we get together and begin to talk about him, begin to talk about the kingdom and the ways of God. Thank you for being a part of this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, this church. And he knows me too. Amen, Mary. That's awesome. And he knows me too. He does. He knows you by name. He knows you by name. One of my prayers I've been praying in the last period of time in my life is, Father, I've known a lot of religionism a lot of religiosity. I've learned a lot of verses. But I don't want to just know verses. I want to know you. I don't want to just hear about faith and see faith. I want to function in faith. I want to walk in faith. I want to be able to have you, Father, say, I'm going to call Samuel today. He's going to get this mission accomplished for me because he's my son and I'm his father and he knows me. Jesus in John chapter 17, as he's praying for you and I, says that we might be one with God, our Father, just as he is one with God, our Father. How amazing is that? The door is open. The way is made plain. Drop all the religionism and just start seeking and searching for him every single day of your life. Love everybody. Believe in everybody. Stay away from those that might hurt you or do bad to you. But love them from a distance. And pray that God reveals himself to them. And you know what? You and I will see that God is not only inside of us, but he's using you and I to reach people everywhere he goes, every day. Let's pray together. And then we'll receive communion. Get your communion elements ready. We always receive communion together. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we come before you. Thank you that you have revealed yourself to us. You revealed yourself to us in salvation, redemption, justification. You revealed yourself to us as the Savior, as the healer, as the great provider. And now, Lord, we ask for that revelation of you, our elder brother, so that we truly can understand in God and live every moment of every day reaching and touching and blessing someone's life. Our lives filled with purpose and strength and victory. Thank you, Father. Bless every one of these, our brothers and sisters who are with us today. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Bless their Resurrection Sunday gatherings and events that they might be doing. Bless their meals. Bless their family time together so that the peace of God and the love of God is manifest in their midst. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Well, took that off just out of respect during prayer, but I know why I have it on, so the sun's not too bright. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together. I'm going to read the word of God now. We'll pray the prayer of salvation, and then we'll receive it together. That's my instruction by the Holy Spirit about how we're supposed to do it. I think it's interesting because every church has their own way of receiving communion. None of them is wrong as long as you have the blood, you have the juice and the bread, and you put Jesus in it, and you read the word, and you do it like that. Every tradition is going to be powerful. And this morning, all over the world, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, in every tribe and every nation and every language, people are going to be receiving the communion elements. In 1,000, maybe in 1,000,000 different processes. Who knows? Don't know how many different processes you could have, but and it's all beautiful to our Father. Because red and yellow, black and white, They are precious in his sight. And if we're lifting up his name, he's drawing all men to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28 and verse 31. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup. And he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, till he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. You get to have boldness because you have revelation, you have understanding, and you're right with God. Why? Because as he is right now, so are we. He's the head, we're the body. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Maybe you've been afraid to trust people in a ministry. Don't be afraid. Watch them. Is their love the word of God? And to see your gift come alive, you can trust them. You can trust them. You can trust anybody that tells you, no, open up the book and read what the book says. You can trust them, people. Because they're going to go by the book. And they may not have it all mastered yet, but they're going to go by that book. And every time you get together, going to be like, they're going to say it. Well, let's see what the Bible says. Because that's the answer for our life. The Bible is Jesus, God's word come alive. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. So let's pray the prayer of salvation. That's you and I looking at our own life saying, I need you, Jesus. You're my Savior. So here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. You say. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me, you say. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now. Say it with me. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness, I receive it right now. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. So I can live in power every day of my life and live a blessed Christian life. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. You might be saying, man, I can tell something is going on the inside of me. Oh, yeah, it is. It is the manifest presence of Almighty God just came and filled your life. And that's his presence and power that he wants in your life every single day you live, every day. Now, this is just your first step. Many people are like, there, I'm born again. That's the end. Oh, no, that's the first step. And what happened to you is when you say, Jesus, I receive you, you receive everything that he did, and his blood and his mighty hand wipes away everything in your life. And you're made whole. And your life is changed forever. Now, every day, since you've been reconciled with the Father, your life is to walk with the Father every day. That's your life. And that's what we're here to help you do. Yep. Already got enough information to have a whole Bible college here. It's a pretty cool thing that God's done. We sit and listen to the messages regularly and just what the Holy Spirit has said to you and me. And thank God you're the vessel and I'm the vessel. And his blessing is on our life. Now, let's receive the communion elements together. Ready? Hold your elements up and let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless these elements for this time communion with you. Sure makes a difference when you have somebody else saying it with you, doesn't it? I don't know if you can say it with me, Brother Dan, or Mary, if you can get on the Zoom real quick, but here we go. Speak it with me. You were wounded for my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you called it joy, and you did it for us. And we receive it now. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Say this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
I have been reconciled.
I have been reconciled.
To you, my Father.
To you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name.
By the blood of Jesus.
by the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For assignment every day. He went behind a big tree. For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
Don't you love it? My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made
and
white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory be to God. I love what we do. Brother Dan is actually driving down the road.
Is he?
Isn't that awesome to know?
Thank you, Dan. I was like coming back out.
Isn't that, wait, this is the,
I got to do it with you.
This
Thank
is
you.
The revelation of how God is leading us. There's big fancy churches, thank God for them. I'm not against big. I want to go see that big church the guy built in South Africa that's got 100,000 people that
Amen.
Can sit in it in one service. But God loves this right here, too. And you and I are faithful to that. And what a blessing. We're driving, Brother Dan's driving down the road, and we just received communion. See, what it shows
Thank
us, guys,
you. Thank you, guys,
is just like Jesus was walking down the road to Emmaus with those men, and he revealed himself. Brother Dan's driving down the road doing his thing. And God is right there. And that, don't glorify me or Dan. We're just men. But thank God that God moves in our midst from that.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, there you go. That is our Resurrection Sunday. 1 hour of faith. And I want you to look, it's only been 1 hour of faith. She cutting the countertop up? What's going
sure.
on?
I'm not sure. It wasn't that noisy when I walked out.
Sounds like she's got a skill saw putting a new sink in. Now, thank you, Al. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Mary, for helping me with the verses.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you for...
Thank you, guys. Hope you have a wonderful
Thank you
evening.
For always being with us. We love you guys. We appreciate having you guys here doing this with us. You know, certainly you see us, and we're sitting here all the time being a part of this, but we can't do what we do unless there's other people helping us do what you do.
Yeah, amen.
Because it's not just my faith. I count on your faith as much as you count on my faith. And we need your prayers as much as you need our prayers. And we thank you for it. Honestly, we do. And we may not have been able to see everybody when we were back here in Michigan, but we always want to see you. We always want to be a part of your life and what's going on. And we know that what we're doing is a very special plan of God. And in that is our assignment. In that assignment is great victory. Victory is great blessing and great abundance in Jesus' mighty yeah. name. Yeah. So thank you for being here and being a part of this with us today. May God bless your day yeah. all day long, whatever you do, in Jesus' mighty name.
In
Jesus'
mighty
name, we pray. Amen. Remember this, We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Now, I guess I should pause and say, does anybody else have anything they want to say? Brother Al and Sister Mary would type it in, but that's okay. I can wait. I always feel like it's an abrupt ending, and I don't like abrupt endings. But I don't necessarily have to have five closings either.
Yes, you do. Even if it's just I'm going to the store.
Sometimes truth will set you free, and then sometimes the truth just stings a little. But it's okay. It's okay. Sure do love you guys.
Love you guys.
And we thank you for being here.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Resurrection Sunday. And eat lots.
And eat lots if you're going to where there's a bunch
rejoice.
Of food. It is the feast of the first day of the week Jesus arose. That's not one of the feasts he talked about, but that's our feast in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Till we see you again, remember, you can share this with other people. It's a good word. And we encourage you to do that in Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. Hey, Sunday Geyser.
Sunday.
I could not see YouTube and Facebook and everything like I normally do. I've only got one screen, and I've got to perfect that process yet of how to make that happen. And I will get better, but thank you for putting verses in, and thank you for being a part of it today right here with us there on YouTube and making things happen. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Happy Easter.
Happy
there's
from Ripley, the brilliant white bulldog. Look at him. Look how white he looks.
I know. That's all you can really see on that screen right now is what's white. There, you got to see everybody.
All right. Sure do love you. Blog Talk Radio, God bless you wherever you may be around the world. In Jesus' mighty name.